Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Not sure who needs to hear this, but you, dear listener, viewer, are about to. Welcome to Five Things, Things That Aren't What They Say They Are edition. Now, let's start with some fun ones, you know, some lighthearted fun ones before I move into being really pretty vicious, nasty, and heartless. Should we do that? Kind of lighthearted fun? Okay, let's do that. Then we'll get into the nasty ones. All right. So we're going to start with homeowner associations, HOAs. The premise of the HOA is to keep neighborhoods beautiful. That's what they're supposed to do. But what are they really? They are grass height fascists populated by bossy, self-important ninnies. Yeah. HOAs. Condominium boards, school boards, yikes. No place that you want to find yourself, but all too often a place that you have to find yourself because if not you, then who? And we certainly don't want to be ruled over by people of lesser intellect or character than we are. So HOAs, it's a rough one. Silent auction winner. No. Uh-uh. You didn't win anything at the silent auction. You are not a winner. You bought something at a charity event. You bought it at a price that is probably way higher, maybe lower, but probably way higher than maybe. But God help me. God help me so that I don't freak out the next time my wife comes home and tells me that she won a silent auction item. So, yeah. Silent auction winners. No. Next, smart appliances and smart cars. Talk about crap nobody asked for. Smart? My car. Not smart at all. Way too smart for its own good. Doing and performing functions that nobody, certainly not me, wants it to do. Smart. Internet enabled, I suppose, but smart? Yeah, gotta circle back on that one. Maybe you've had a different experience. Next one, morning routine. Morning routines. What does morning routine say that it is? It is the secret to inner peace. Best way to start your day, to get optimized, get after it. What is it really? What is a morning routine really? I think it's morphed into some kind of a extended, odd privilege ritual performed by somebody who's never worked a real shift of any kind in their lives. Too harsh? Well, we're getting into the harsh stuff here in just a second. We got one more. People are things that are not what they say that they are. Some dude in some country thousands of miles away from an NFL football field wearing a Buffalo Bills NFL championship t-shirt. And that's, of course, because all these t-shirts are printed up. Anytime the Super Bowl is going on, the NBA championship, anytime there is a championship at a high level taking place, the winners, or rather both teams, have t-shirts printed up as the winners. But as we know, there is only one winner to a championship game. No participation trophies at that level. So what do you do with those t-shirts? You ship them to some place where probably have no idea when any of it is. And therefore, you got folks rolling around wearing shirts for teams that have never won a championship, when it says that they are. So that one's pretty fun. That one's pretty fun. All right. Good time being lighthearted. It's fun to be fun. It's fun to have fun. Let's sharpen our knives a little bit. Shing, shing, shing. Number one, public servant. Again, this is five things. Things that are not what they say they are, addition. Public servant, also known as politician. Are politicians public servants? That's what they say they are, but what are they really? What are they really? I think that with very few exceptions, it's been proven out that these people are self-servants. They are not public servants. They're people who are self-serving, doing only what is in their best interest, foundationally and fundamentally, as opposed to public servants. And this is everywhere. This is pervasive. This is state and local. This is national. This is Republican. This is Democrat. But a really good one, in recent memory of one thing that says it is, but it's not, is the President of the United States of America and Joe Biden. You know, God bless Joe Biden. Really. I hope he's okay. I hope he's been okay. I hope he'll be okay. But I'm not sure, and he was actually president there for a little while. I don't know if that's controversial or not. And I don't think that any of this is controversial. I don't think that too many of us have a very fond take or feeling on our politicians, aka our public servants. But hopefully that'll change. Hopefully that will change. Hope for the future. All right, here we go. Number two, things that say they are one thing, but they're not really at all. Men that say they're women. Men competing in women's sports. Tip of the spear on this one is Leah Thomas. There's a man named Will Thomas who, of course, if you don't know, went into women's NCAA. That means college swimming. And I think that that was one of the first big stories about how we realized that this was a thing. So many things going on here. So much injustice, so much bullshit, so much fuckery. It's unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is going to be one of the most ridiculous things that we have ever tolerated as a culture. There's no question in my mind that this is going to be one of the most ridiculous black eye stains on us as a people. And thank goodness, thank God, that we seem to be moving past it. But I'm 99.999% sure that I'm right about this. Look, listen. We do so much to protect at-risk people in our society. We protect senior citizens, the elderly. We protect children and babies. It's because they lack agency. For the longest time, women did not have the same rights as men. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? Of course. Fought so hard for women's rights, for women's ability to vote, to work, to be paid the same. Fights that are still ongoing. And we went through Me Too. We said, believe all women. We had and worked so hard to establish Title IX, which protected female athletics. And then some dude jumps in the pool and starts racing women and swimming, and all that's out the window. I don't get it. It's so incongruent. It doesn't line up. There's no logic. None. Will Thomas, Leah Thomas, I believe, still has a penis and testicles. And so we're just going to suspend reality and say, oh, that guy's a girl now. And it's totally fine that that girl with a penis and testicles can swim in a race with those other women. Not only that, the dude, the like 6'4 dude with the dick and the balls gets to go and or has to or changes in the same locker room as the girls. Yeah, that just happened. Like just happened just a minute ago. The fuck out of here.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
The vast majority of high school athletes will not compete at the college level. Roughly speaking, around 93% of high school athletes, that will be the highest level of competition that they compete at, which is extraordinary. 93% of high school athletes will not go on to compete at the college level. 1% of high school athletes will go on to compete at the Division I level. So, when we collectively, because I'm part of this too, because it went on during my watch, when we say boys can compete in girls' sports, you are taking away the opportunity from those young women to follow their dreams, to compete and to win, and to just realize their athletic dreams and goals and all those things. And that is total bullshit. I competed at a really high level in men's tennis in high school, and I went on to compete at the Division I level in men's tennis. So I'm aware of the sacrifice that it takes to get to that level and to compete at that level. I'm also aware of everything that I learned and all the wonderful lessons that that competition taught me. One of those lessons is fairness. And fairness is a weird thing. I don't necessarily like that it's leaving my mouth right now. But when I'm talking about fairness, it's that somebody else doesn't get to cheat. That the person that I'm playing against, we're on level footing. It's a level playing field. That you are not on performance-enhancing drugs, you're not using illegal equipment. Or you're not a totally different human being than I am. And spoiler alert, boys are different than girls. Girls are different than boys. Boys have penises. Girls have vaginas. That's true for the vast majority of human beings. Are there exceptions to that? Sure. Sure. But we cannot make rules based on the exception. So, to wrap all this up, just because a man says that he is a woman does not make him a woman. And a man has no place competing in women's sports. Just like women don't have a place competing in men's sports. That's why there's separate categories for it. And if we want to have a greater conversation moving forward and just have everybody compete in an open competition with no handicaps, and I'm talking about a handicap in terms of golf, with no with no levels like open or A or whatever it might be, then that's fine. We can go and do that. But we haven't done that. And we just did this. And this, that thing that we just did, super stupid. But to round this out, take it one step further. I mean, these women are competing for scholarships. I just can't even imagine working my whole life, getting to the point where I'm competing for a city championship, a state championship, a national championship, and to come in a place lower than I might have finished because some dude beat me. God, I'd be so pissed. That's unjust. You'd lose a scholarship over it. Ugh, gross. So frustrating. That is unjust. That is a horrible example of injustice. So, let's go on to the next one. A journalist. A journalist is somebody who researches, gathers, verifies, and presents news or information to the public, typically through platforms like newspapers, televisions, radios, websites, or social media. The core function of a journalist is to inform the public, ideally by being accurate, fair, and ethical. Now, either you are somebody who is doing that, or you are public relations. And that's where our journalists have devolved, is just PR. Well, whoever's writing their checks or whoever's ideals that they agree with. A journalist is supposed to be a truth seeker, committed to uncovering facts, even if they're inconvenient. They're supposed to be verifiers, somebody who's checking sources and distinguishing rumors from truth. They could be a storyteller, crafting compelling narratives without distorting facts. They need to be watchdogs, holding power to account. Government, corporations, and institutions, not shills for pharmaceutical companies or a political party. And they should be translators, helping us understand complicated issues. Those sound pretty good. Sounds like an important, valuable feature of a well-functioning, high-trust society. I wonder when those journalists went extinct and why we chose to get rid of them. So again, either you're somebody who does things that I just described, or you're a PR rep. Having these conversations about who's qualified, who's an expert. Well, we're having these because journalists abdicated their responsibility to be those truth tellers. They abdicated their responsibility because at the altar, they sacrificed those things at the altar of profit. And because of that, the business models don't make sense anymore. Or maybe it's chicken or the egg kind of a thing. But here we are. So, there you go. Five things that aren't what they say they are edition. Now, I told you was going to get kind of nasty there. And I did. Hopefully I was measured. These are important things. Public servants. Journalists. Men and women. All very, 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 very important things. And we need to be really honest with ourselves and not BS and not tolerate BS. So we're doing way too much of that these days. All right. Well, until next time, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.